Simpsons Podcast Extravaganza.
Hi-ho, everyone. This is the season finale, season one finale of our podcast. We hope you had fun. We have. You've been able to hear us create, build up, and destroy a podcast all in 1 year. We feel that this episode, we want to put an exclamation point on season one. We're hoping that this is the podcast that brings home the potty. And of course, the potty is what Stitches and I think awards for podcasts are called. And so to start off our perfect podcast with the most concise and exact rundown is Stitches.
What are you doing here?
We go to season 26, episode 18, Peeping Mom. After Bart is accused of stealing a bulldozer, Marge becomes a helicopter parent, and Homer finds a furry fan in neighbor Ned's new dog, and Lisa channels her inner Patches by being a whiny middle child. And that's the final rundown for the Patches and Stitches, season one.
Season one what? Well, I liked how you started the rundown. You really came in with some pizzazz, like it was like a movie promo. I did not like how you ended your rundown by calling me a whiny kid.
You know, I thought about this a lot this week, is that if you made fun of me as a youngest kid, I let that stuff roll off my back. But I know just saying middle child to you will stir up all these little feelings in you and get you so angry. And that's why I poked the bear.
No, that's not a poke the bear. You know it's not. So what was your what were some quick takes on this episode? What were some, because your rundown left a lot for the imagination. Did you have a couple favorite parts or anything that you wanted to hit a little bit harder?
I feel like this season wrapped up with exactly how everything goes. It's like we talk about something 1 week and then it carries on over to the next week. I think last week we talked about how Marge and Bart episodes are not that great.
Yeah, we did.
Like, it's weird for them to be together. I thought that this one worked out, and it hits a lot of feeling strings in me. No, that's weird.
Feeling strings. How about funny strings? Did it hit any of the funny ones?
It did. The first act was a little slow, but the second act and the third act really picked up. I watched it again today, and my favorite part is when Homer comes up and talks to Lisa when she's whining in bed, and she has
when they're laying in bed and they mumble to each other.
They mumble it to each other. And,
oh, now he's pulling out the big guns. Oh, I don't want to pout anymore. If he offers me ice cream, I'm gonna break.
Some ice cream?
Yes.
Woohoo! I don't. If he brings up ice cream, I'm just gonna crack. You want to get ice cream?
Yeah. Yes, I want to get ice cream. That was a feeling string and a funny string, wasn't it? They did that one really nice.
Yes.
Homer works well with multiple characters, even Lisa. So.
He did,
but you're right, she was pretty funny in that one too, and feeling.
He did.
So,
yeah,
quick question, if you had to steal a bulldozer, would you steal it from the bulldozer store?
No, I would probably steal it from a construction site.
And did you see that they just did not even try to name the bulldozer store? They just called it the bulldozer store.
The writers are getting a little lazy.
I thought they got a little lazy on that one, but it's fine. We'll forgive them. Have you seen this episode before?
It rang a couple
or
bells.
Or at least did you remember it?
Yeah. It didn't really stick out, but I do kind of remember seeing this episode.
So did you know whether or not Bart was lying when he said he didn't do it?
You know, at first I thought he was lying, and then I thought he didn't do it. I was like, oh, I don't think – I thought he didn't do it, and Marge was on his case, and she would realize, like, maybe he was telling the truth. So I was a little disappointed at the end when to find out that he did steal it.
He did steal the bulldozer and create so much damage. I remember the first time I watched this, that was like a big part of the episode for me, was I went back and forth. You know, they did it kind of nice because they laid it on so thick that Marge really did not believe Bart for a big portion of the episode. The first time you watch it, you're supposed to think, did Bart actually do it or did he not? And why won't Marge believe him? But I'm telling you, watching it this time, I remembered that he did do it, that he was guilty and he was lying to Marge. It was actually even a little bit more fun just to see how bad Bart would lie to his mom and stuff, and how much she was correct in not believing him. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Well, because you, as a parent, I feel like you do have that sense of, my kid's lying and I feel like he's lying, but I'm supposed to be on his side. So I don't want to be the person who's pointing the finger and accusing. So what am I going to do?
See, I call my kids.
I'm going to watch them.
I think
like
I've called my kids like a liar every single week of their lives. I think I'm like, you're lying to me. You're a liar. Have you ever called your kid a liar?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's because it's a very natural thing, isn't it? For kids and people just to lie.
Absolutely. There's a comedian out there, I can't remember who talks about like when kids find lying, it's like how to lie. It's like they discover the key to the world. It's like you can get out of any problem now with just lying.
Just lying. Yeah, that's why I lay it on so thick with my kids, because it is so easy and so fun. It's like, yeah, just lying. See if you can get away with it or not. I don't know.
But
it gets you out of trouble for a little bit at least.
But we both know if you become a liar, that is a terrible path to go down in life.
Yeah, if you get like just your friends don't trust you, no one likes you. I think lying's a good way to lose friends.
That kind of is what happened in this episode, is just betrayed his mom's trust. I don't know.
So I did learn, I'm going to do rapid fire. I learned a few things about the world from this episode.
Okay.
Okay. Remand is a word. Mild insults are like mild salsa. They both burn. No one cares about middle children. And the secret to making good chili is stirring it.
I would add in, if you want to respect firefighters, to wear suspenders and start little fires.
Is that Lenny?
That was Lenny.
So let's briefly hit on the bee story. Did that interest you at all?
She likes it when Uncle Homer throws it.
He's not your uncle.
So that means I can marry Maggie?
Quit asking me that.
Yeah, barely. I think Homer's the only reason why that story did anything for me, and his reactions to Boz were probably the best part of it. Ned just kind of does what Ned does, and it annoys me, so.
He did not do much. A Herschel Lala Lals Boz. I'd watch a few times to try to catch that, so.
Did you have any good insights in the bee story?
You know, I didn't see the Santa's helper jealousy side of it until they really laid that on thick.
You're not a dog owner, so I get that, where like sometimes I will go see another dog and I'll pet it and I'll love it, and then I come home to my dog and my dog sniffs me and I'll just give it the look like, I'm here every day, like, you know, you get what you get, buddy.
Do you ever wish that you had a different dog?
No, and that's the thing. It's kind of like family. Like, do you wish that you had different family members? No, you have what you have, and you got to deal with their personalities.
Podcast partners? No. Hey, talking about carrying on through, did you see that they referenced the all pork chop diet?
I did, and I marked that down because I'm like, holy, and I didn't get it until the second viewing. I'm like, the pork chops are coming back in this episode. That's all they're talking about is pork chops.
Do you remember that one podcast this season where I just mentioned pork chops and we didn't think it was going to be a big deal? And then every episode you watch, they're eating pork chops.
They're eating pork. Homer's talking about pork chops. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Any good nuggets in this episode?
Oh, I had one. The spray that Marge used when she was helicoptering, she followed Bart onto the bus. It was called the Kill All Spray.
Okay.
And underneath it, you know, like the advertisement, it just said fresh scent. Kind of wish they would have put like lilac or something a little bit funnier, but that was like I had to stop it and to see like all the writing on the spray.
Right.
She had to spray the bus seat so she doesn't get bugs or whatever she was worried about, germs. The spray was called Kill All, and the nugget was that it was fresh scent version of Kill All Spray.
I had a couple when they're all at the supper table. Marge is calling out Bart, and it cuts to Maggie. She's pulling out a candy bar that says Aw Fudge.
Aw Fudge, yeah.
And then Grandpa is pulling out a canned food of, it's called People Food.
What did it say?
People Food. So I don't know if that's food for people or food made from people.
Or Soylent Green.
And then Homer was reading the Quran.
I saw that one.
And then my other nugget is, you know how during the middle of the episode, they do like the fake opening with Bart riding his Skype skateboard as a ninja.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I look at the background in that area and remember I brought up that there was like a laundromat that one time. This time it was a pizza shop called Zesty's.
Okay.
I looked at the statue of Jebediah Springfield and he had no head. And and I wonder if the episode where Bart steals the head, if he was dressed up as a ninja when he went to steal the head. Do you remember that episode?
He was.
He was? So I wonder if that was a throwback.
It could have been. Now, when he was riding his skateboard through that, you know, and they're doing their little kind of homage to the opening.
Right.
The note I wrote down was the video game. Do you remember the video game that we'd play of The Simpsons?
Yes, the arcade game.
Well, I thought we had one on Nintendo, though, too. I don't remember, but let's just go with the arcade game. Yeah. Do you remember that at all?
That's what I felt this tonight when I was watching it again, that it was like because the way they did the music, it was kind of arcade-ish. And then
and
animation.
And he was skateboarding in the video game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I looked it up, and they did say it. Yes, that was an homage to that, and I think the game was called Bart versus the Space Mutants.
Oh, yes, I do remember that game. That was regular Nintendo.
Did we have it? I thought you and I had that at one time.
I think
we played it.
I don't think we ever owned it. I think we rented it from a...
We had to rent the video game. Do you remember renting video games, Stitches?
I do remember renting NES video games. That's crazy.
Yes. So, yeah, it was cool, because right when they were showing it, because it was the opening to music, but they had it off, like, digitized a little bit, or computerized, or whatever, and right away, I'm like, God, that reminds me of the video game. Look it up, and it is.
Pixelized.
Pixelized. Even the music can be pixelized?
No, the music was just kind of MIDI sounding, so it's like...
I had to laugh out loud when Nelson had he wanted to laugh, and he texted Marge the
half-half
ha-ha, but yes. it auto-corrected to half-half.
Yes.
And then what did he write, damn autocorrect? Or he's like, oh, sorry, autocorrect or something like that.
Yeah. Sorry, autocorrect. Ha-ha.
That made me laugh. And another, I don't know if this is a nugget, but the opening where King Kong.
Yes.
That's a reference to one of their
Treehouse of Horrors.
I'm sure most of our kids in the attic caught that one. Is it sticking yet? Kids in the attic? No?
Maybe. Kids in the attic. Speaking of the kids in the attic, I went to them this week and I asked them if they had any questions for you. And one of the questions that came back was, what Simpson character reminds you of Stitches? Or
what Simpson character reminds me of Stitches?
What Simpson character is most like Stitches?
Oh, man, that's a really good question. But you got to give me some time to... Can I come back to it? I'm going to think on that one.
All right.
Because I do have some ideas. Here's a line that reminds me of you, but it's a couple... Do you remember when Marge was trying to get Bart and Lisa to go outside and do yard work?
Yes.
And they did it for a little while, and then they came back inside.
Hard
work
is hard.
Marge was mad at them.
Yes.
And she's like, why did you quit? Because it was hard work. Hard work is hard.
It's hard, yes.
So, I'll think of a character, though.
Something that kind of bothered me is when Bart is showing off his diorama to Milhouse. Do you know what I'm talking about?
That was really funny, and I don't know if I caught all the jokes.
Well,
because when he does the mayor impersonation, that really made me laugh.
Yes.
Okay.
They cut to the crowd or the little figurines, and comic book guy says... He has a word bubble that says worst diorama ever.
Yes.
And it bothers me.
That bothered you?
It really bothers me because I get the joke, but it took me a little bit out of the story because I'm like, Bart designed that. So worst diorama ever. I get that joke. But I think it would be funny if it was like Lisa Smells or something like that Bart would actually write on it.
Oh, man. I like where your mind's at. That's going to make it harder for me to pick the Simpson character that represents you, because that was that's a very insightful thing that you just said. And I'm a little mad because it did not take me out of the episode. You know how I always like to catch plot falls and everything? It's like, you caught it. You're right. Why would Bart put worst diorama ever in for the comic book guy?
Right.
In his diorama. They were too clever by half is what you call it, right? They're just a little bit... You're right. Lisa Smells would have been a funnier one.
Another laugh out loud moment is when they're all at the supper table and Lisa says, oh, Flanders' dog knows my name. And Grandpa goes, "That's nice, little girl."
You like that one?
I love that one. It was I like that they're picking on the middle child. I love that Lisa brought up a problem with her and they just overlooked it, and then she got sick at the end and they brought that joke back. That is why we love The Simpsons. Like,
and what joke did they bring back at the end? That they just overlooked her?
During supper, she says that she brought up to the nurses at school that they don't change the sheets. And then when she's talking to Marge at the end, she said, "I got mono because they didn't change the sheets and I was on it on the table at school in the nurse's office." And Marge's like, "You children, you're like whack-a-mos," which is funny too, because I relate to that, is like, if it's not one kid who's having a problem, it's the other. And let me go on another rant, is that I always feel like one of my kids is misbehaving, I feel bad for the other ones, because kid who's misbehaving gets all my attention. Yeah. So yeah, it's the real life is like,
I didn't realize the depth. I do appreciate that they did bring that joke back at the end. I did notice it, and I think that was awesome that they brought Lisa's joke back at the end. But you're totally right that, and every parent knows that, even if you don't have, like, even if you have two or three kids, is if one's misbehaving, the other ones, you just kind of have to be like, "Good luck, Chuck. I got to work on this one, because I might lose him or her because it's not going the right way." But then you do feel, well, and they didn't do that in this episode, but you do feel guilty. You're like, "Oh, I'm really not giving everyone an equal share of my time because this one's really being an asshole and I really need to concentrate."
Right, right.
All right, so that's going to go right to my first poke the bear for you there, Stitches. Is at one time, I think Marge is driving Bart home after he kind of got caught. And he said, "Hey, listen up, Smarty, you're going to do this." And Bart goes, "Mom, do you realize the only time you ever call me smart is when you're being sarcastic?"
Yes.
And my poke the bear to you is, do you think there's anything that you say to your kids on a regular basis that is probably ruining them for the rest of their life? That you are influencing your kids in a way that you do not realize?
Yes. I think that happens every day. But as you're telling that story, I think of this time that we were driving in the car and the kids were acting up in the back, and I said, "Stop, or I will pull over and you guys can get out and walk the rest of the way to grandma and grandpa's house."
Are you serious?
Yes. Well, like, did I say that? Yes, of course. Like, I was frustrated and I was trying to get them to calm down and be like, "This is serious. Like, I'm driving. We can't have this." And for months after that, my son was afraid to be left alone because he thought I was going to leave him places.
That's kind of what I'm talking about right there. Good story.
Every day.
To scar your kids.
Do you have any good ones?
No, but it's so true that you can influence your kids. The one that I'll say is that my son, when he was like 2 or 3, he used to say the word "actually" all the time. "Actually, Daddy, I'm actually going to actually." It was like weird. Like, he would say "actually" like 2 or 3 times in the same sentence. And I'm just like, I talked to my wife. I'm like, "Honey, what's, you know, do you say that a lot? Are you the one who's teaching him this?" Right. And I actually found out that I actually say the word "actually" a lot. I just started listening to myself and it really scared me. It's like, wow, these little mini me's that walk around are kind of soaking stuff in, whether it be good or whether it be bad.
Yes.
And it's going to influence their life for forever or for a long time until they go to the therapist. And so, yeah. And I think as a parent, sometimes you worry about that, every little thing you do, and then you just stop caring at all.
Well, yeah, you start being
yourself again, you know.
You can't be too much in your head. So Bart calls her out in that in the car because he makes her think of something that she did that was wrong, and it was her spilling the ice cream cone and like hiding it. Do you ever have that experience where like you make a mess and you just leave it? Or
I'm sure I have, right? We all try to hide our messes. The one that popped in my head happened on this podcast when I said the wrong podcast number a couple podcasts ago, and you started the next podcast off with the rundown of the wrong episode.
Yep.
Do you remember that, Stitches? Do you remember?
I do remember. And
when you started talking about the wrong episode, the first thing that popped in my head was, oh shit, I said the wrong episode. And it wasn't like I was not going to admit it to you. And so the first thing that popped in my head was, can I fake a whole podcast of The Simpsons? Because I do not want to admit to Stitches that I said the wrong one and I didn't watch the right episode. You know, like, hey, yeah, what'd you think of Homer this one? Or, you know, God, he shouldn't have fought with Marge, you know, but they got back together at the end, you know, like, I, like that first brief moment came in my mind, like, can I just fake it for like 30 minutes? So that's the story that pops in my head.
That's
how about you? Did you try to hide something that you've done wrong?
Oh, that's the exact feeling I was going for, by the way, when I did that to you. So this spurs out of not so much mess, but it made me think of when I'm shopping at a store and I like grab something and then I get to like the front and I'm like, I don't want this. Why did I pick this up? And I say to myself, I'm not going to go back and put it where it belongs. I'm just going to place it somewhere. And I thought, I found myself getting really guilty watching this episode thinking of that. I don't know.
How often do you do it?
All the time. Every time I'm shopping. I don't know. I did it.
So let me clarify. So it's not like, because I do this sometimes where you get a bag of potato chips and then you walk and you're like, oh, these potato chips are cheaper. So I'm going to, you know, instead of putting the first bag of potato chips back, you kind of just lay it next to them and you grab the cheaper one. You're talking about going the whole thing and then just like having buyer's remorse before you pay for it?
Well, it was specifically around Christmas this year. I had like a bunch of toys. I went crazy on toys. Oh. And then I got to the front and I was looking at books. And then I looked at my cart and I was like, I don't want all these toys. And so I'm like, I could go put these back or I could just put them by the books and let somebody else deal with it. And that's what I did.
Yeah, you should feel a little guilt for that.
I do. And now I've admitted it on the podcast. So somebody's going to be following me around.
What store were you at? Don't want to say, huh? Okay.
No. So did you figure out what Simpson character I am yet?
No. Give me a little more time.
All right.
Question to you. Do you like bagpipes? In this episode, they make fun of Willie for playing bagpipes. I love bagpipes.
Who doesn't love bagpipes? I mean, I love the dig on the Scotland song or Scottish song. That
we've only come up with one song.
Bagpipes are always just beautiful to listen to. I mean, they wouldn't be great in the half pipe like that, but
they're awesome in parades, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you gotta have bagpipes in a parade. I don't know why. Yeah, Simpsons make fun of bagpipes often, and I'm like, no, come on, they're all right.
You know what? Sorry, I'm done talking about bagpipes. I want to talk about Marge's gray hair in the flash forward of when Bart gets electrocuted.
Yes.
For some reason, that jumped out at me, and I was like, I love her with gray hair. And it's something that I don't think we've seen any before. Like, we've seen, like, them, like, wrinkle her face a little bit like they did with Homer in this episode, but never make her blue hair gray.
I was going to say, the one thing I loved about that, and again, we say, like, a big part of The Simpsons' success is their cartoons, right? Their drawings. Is I thought that they made her hair gray, but it was different than her mother's gray hair.
Agreed.
I don't know if they just kept her form of her hair or if it was a different shade, but I'm like, you know, because you would look at old Marge and you'd be like, oh, is that just, you know, her mom? Just like when you look at old Homer, you're like, is that just, you know, Grandpa Simpson? And they do enough to keep them true to like who they were, but still look like, you know, their parents, which is like how real life is. You know, when we get old, we're going to look like our oldie parents. But kind of still like our normal selves. Hey, quick quiz for you. This would be a good quiz to end.
We're throwing everything at this episode. All right, go.
I'm just seeing. You can edit it all later. This one's an easy one. What is the picture behind the couch?
The sailboat.
Nah, that's too easy. What level of quiz is that, do you think? Is that like not even like just watch the Simpsons one time quiz?
I would say that's a level 2 fan. That's a level 2.
So it's more than
level 2 fan. Simpson addict. Okay. I'm going to try a noises off. Are you ready?
Noises off. Go ahead.
Wow, 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 boy.
Can you do it again? No, please don't do it again.
All right. Should I just give it to you?
Yep.
It's when Bart escapes from Marge and he's on the island and he falls in mud and she's trying to pull him up and he just starts whining.
Why?
And Leper's Island?
Leper's Island. And he has one of my favorite lines that I'm going to start using all the time is, "Your naking is melting my bones."
I know who you're going to use that with. Your naking is melting my bones. I love it.
Isn't it great?
They did a good job of animation there when Marge is pulling him and he's just limping and just like, So the best character I could come up with for you, for some reason I just think of you as like a friend of someone, like you were the friend, and I couldn't think of who it would be, and so the best one I got for you is Lenny Leonard.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you're nice, but not always nice. Sometimes smart, sometimes not. You know, Lenny plays a lot of different roles in the show.
Do you want to hear which one I picked up for you?
Because did they ask you to pick one for me?
They didn't, but obviously I'm going to pick one for you.
Go ahead. Oh, I can't wait for that.
It's a mix of two characters if they had a baby. It's if Superintendent Chalmers and the crazy cat lady had a baby, that would be you.
Oh, man. I like Superintendent Chalmers. I loved where that was starting. And then the crazy cat lady. You know how she annoys me so much.
Why
the crazy cat lady?
I don't know, because she's disheveled.
No, good call. True that.
So why FD at the end? And don't FD? Don't say a fire department. Is there a reason why they did, instead of FI, they did fire FD?
Well, even FI was pretty weak, so I think they just wanted that ending.
They
didn't have anything, right? They just didn't have it. They didn't have Marge Simpson. They didn't have Mom. They didn't have anything that would make any sense.
Well, it's not just them. It's Bart. It's just not a well-thought-out plan.
I did like the ending of how they turned. Bart realized his mom's love, you know, then he needed to kind of repent. And what I liked about it was that it was her fried chicken that convinced him.
Right.
It wasn't like any, you know, they didn't use a picture or a photo or any, you know, any note, or they did have a note, I think, in the chicken, but it was mostly like him eating fried chicken, just like, oh, I love Mom's fried chicken.
I feel like that's really realistic, not so much.
I think so too.
It's just like, yeah, the little things that people do for you.
Little things that your parents have done or their friend has done, you're like, you know what? I really love that about that person. So her fried chicken is what turned him around.
I like when he's daydreaming. And she turns into dust, and then her arms sweep up the dust, and then they disappear in the bucket.
And then they go into the trash can as dust.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Those are the jokes. I think the first time I see them, I don't think they're funny. But then as you watch them again, you're like, you know what? It took some thought to think of that her arms would clean up her own dust. Before you pick showstopper, I want to pick who I think you picked as showstopper.
All right, go.
Can I do it or not? Am I going to ruin it?
No, I don't think you're going to get it, so...
I think I'm going to get it.
Okay, let's go.
I watched this episode, and now I'm not even caring about my showstopper. I'm just watching the episode thinking to myself, who is Stitch is going to pick as a showstopper?
How disappointed are you going to be when you get this wrong?
I'm going to be pretty disappointed, but because I think I got a peg on you. I think I got my mark, and I think I want to pick you off. So I think you picked the guy in the blue shirt.
I did not.
Oh, do you know what guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, the opening guy.
The opening guy. Man, yeah. Right when I saw him, I'm like, that is a Stitches guy right there. That is a Stitches man.
I don't like that guy that much. You know, all right, my showstopper is Milhouse.
Oh, God, why do we do this?
Is that really your showstopper?
Yes, it is.
You know how we should have guessed that is we didn't talk about Milhouse at all during this episode, but we both loved him.
You are right. But we didn't pick the guy. We didn't talk about the guy in the blue shirt either.
That's true.
Because he sucked. No, Milhouse had a couple good jokes. Go ahead, nail him. What did you like about Milhouse?
I liked that. Oh, what is this joke about staying busy during fights so that he can pretend not to listen to him?
I think I do things to look busy while my mom and dad are fighting or something.
I love that he like it's because it's he's actually a very good representation of the opposite of Bart in this episode. Is that Bart has a caring mother and he's fighting that, and that's all Milhouse wants in life. He's like, I can do it. I'm good at things.
He's respooling things. He has a lot of knowledge about bulldozers. That was what took it home to me, is when he kept on rattling off facts about bulldozers.
I went into such a rabbit hole about reading about bulldozers after this episode. It's ridiculous. Like, I researched it and it said Benjamin Holt designed the first bulldozer.
Bulldozer? Okay.
But then I kind of dug into it and he kind of created something which they called the crawling tractor. And it was James Cummings and J. Earl McCloyd in Kansas who had like developed the first real what we think of as a bulldozer.
I thought it was really stupid when Milhouse knew all that stuff, and the fact that you're repeating it didn't make it any more interesting.
I love it. It just feels.
I think you wasted your time this week looking that stuff up. You should have looked up stuff about Milhouse and just told us more about Milhouse, because he was awesome this episode.
All right, what did you love about Milhouse this episode?
Everything that you just talked about. He was funny. He did not carry the plot, and I'm okay with that. He was like you nailed it. That he was Bart's friend, but you know he was a well-behaved one. That you can probably tell is not as well adjusted as Bart is. Bart's doing all this horrible stuff and getting in trouble, but you're like, at the end of the day, Bart's never going to grab a machine gun and start shooting people down, where you're like, Milhouse, he might, you know. He just might. So my rating for the episode this week, I'm going to rate this one 7 clean sumo loincloths. Thought it was funny.
Dang it. I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
I love when they do the cutaway of Homer looking at the picture of of the launch party. I was like, oh, that is where we need
the
to be.
NASL. It was funny. The B story was not good. And the dog, like you said, Flanders is kind of cute. I thought Flanders could have been better. I don't know where he was at. Bart was funny. Martin was not funny, but it was a good, meaningful episode where, and I meant to ask you, do you consider yourself a helicopter parent?
I am a helicopter parent. Yes. Okay.
So you know what it's like. It's like, okay, you're really trying to make sure that your kids try to get on the straight and narrow. But at a certain point you do kind of, it's like, well, it's going to be what it's going to be. And I thought this episode just did a really good job of that. But then she never actually gave up. Right.
No.
Even when she said she was going to give up, she didn't give up, because that's what parents do. That's touching.
That is great. That's exactly where they need to be.
What do you got?
I am going to give this episode 3 carburetors thrown at a skunk. That was reaching. I like this episode. It's not anywhere near a super great episode, but it has a lot of good feels in it, and I was happy to watch it a second time.
So what do you think of season 1 of the podcast?
I think that we got better. I think that I think
people did get to hear that we did not have this all planned out. We came up with stuff as we went on. Are we coming back for season 2?
We are coming back from season 2 for season 2. I don't know when, I don't know how, but
do you think it'll be better?
I do think that we will keep evolving and getting better, and we would love to hear your suggestions and then throw them in the trash, because we don't really care. We're just doing this for our own psyches.
Let's say summertime, sometime in the summer.
You know, when it's super nice out and we can go enjoy life and families. Let's sit inside and do some podcasts.
Well, my promise to you is that if we do season 2, and I think we will, well, I won't promise you, but I'll promise to try, or at least I'll promise to try to try, is that I will click my pen 10% less next year so that you do not have to listen to that during the podcast. I'm a pen clicker, people. I like to click my pen. How about you? What are you going to do better next year?
I'm going to try to get my words out so that they're less mumbly and more coherent. That's what
you
I'm
just mumbled
work
through
on.
That. Okay.
Coherent speaking.
coherent mumbling. All right, Stitches. I'm sitting here with my Simpson finger puppets on, and I just want to say, here's to our future. Here's to our yesterday.
And always remember, it's Moe's before bros.
Bye.
The Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast, Extravaganza, is brought to you by the Patches and Stitches Family Foundation.
Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxa culpa.
That ain't not bad.